I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Egypt just arrested 8 Muslim Brotherhood members for trying to incite riots. Egypt's parliament delivered a report on Saturday to Congress on the extremist group's crimes. And then days ago, the Muslim Brotherhood Terrorist Designation Act was introduced to Congress. Open Doors USA's David Curry explains.
I think what bills like this can do is to identify the kinds of ideologies which are bringing about some of the greatest problems the world is facing today.
The Muslim Brotherhood has been blaming Christians for their fall from grace. Attacks and violence are still on the rise. When hatred and revenge is promoted by extremist movements and worldwide media, Christians are the keepers of hope. As such, Curry pleads,
be prayerful for the church in Egypt, to be lifting up these folks who are operating and trying to worship freely and in peace in these very difficult circumstances.
And you may have heard about the college students attending the Passion Conference, who sponsored 7,000 Compassion Children. But you might not realize the full impact of those sponsorships. Jared Brown from Compassion says,
that's not just 7,000 kids that are impacted, that's families that are impacted. You got to at least quadruple that number to realize the impact that you're having. You need to do it times 5 because the sponsor's lives as well. So at that point, you know, you're getting up into 35, you could even say 40, 50,000 people who are completely, lives are going to be different because of sponsorship.
These sponsorships provide for physical, educational, and emotional needs with the gospel at the center. And new ministry opportunities are being born in Tanzania, Rwanda, El Salvador, and Bolivia. The details are at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries and listeners supported by people just like you. We're partnering with Slavic Gospel Association to offer a free devotional written by a woman for women. It's called My Father's House by Ruth Dineker Erdell. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.